I think it would be neat if Camp Theta did the Etch a Sketch of like Mags, you know, like you did for Mitch Liu, you know.
That would, it could go for a lot of money.
It could, you know. Where can I ask you a serious question, Mags?
Yeah.
Where'd Popper go? Where is he?
Sorry, Popper. You have anything? Sounds like you got something to say.
I think it's been covered. I mean, I was going to ask him to just, like, you know, speak to the trolls in the back of the room that are going to, you know, complain about everyone. You know, you guys all get rich off of these ticket sales, right? Like,
this week episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 48 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, how you doing over there?
Oh, we're doing good, man. Plugging along. Another Sunday night. Another week done. Am I right?
Another week done or another week starting. Depends on the way you look at it.
Right. Yep.
I think this is a record-breaking show, actually, right?
Yeah. Oh, groundbreaking in the amount of volume of personalities we had.
Volume of guests. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So we had the luxury and the
privilege
of having the entirety of the TCCC board and, of course, the one that does all the work, Amy with us to talk ThetaCon 24. And we'll have that
after these messages.
This week's episode is brought to you by WWZ Game, the only project out there capable of putting a reverse countdown on Papa Mags because we can't keep up with the progress. Did we say interoperability with ETH? My bad. We meant interoperability with ETH and Solana and Polygon. Some projects talk about it, other projects be about it. Follow along on X at WWZ Game and join the Discord for all the updates.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin', Magnum scrutinizin', Papa Mags Pinecast.
Well, there they are, the dynamic duo. Where's Doc Theta's camera? Is he roaming the neighborhood again?
He's on patrol.
I think he's on neighborhood watch. He's like roaming around the neighborhood, like busting perps. He's like, you're under arrest, scumbag. The doctor's in town.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Speaking of pajamas.
I was going to wear mine.
I thought this was a recording.
It is.
It's video.
How you boys doing? How's everybody doing?
Doing all right.
Brian's awake somehow.
Barely.
Dude, I took a nap for this.
He took a nap. Also.
You took a nap?
Diet Coke, I'm ready to roll. Whose show is this?
I don't know. So
this is it.
I want a family-friendly, minimal person episode. Just a normal episode.
It's all good.
Oh, boy. All right. This is going to be good. I just feel that this is going to be your best show.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
I don't know.
We haven't even finalized what we're doing for ticket sales, so... We should have probably debriefed and talked about what the hell we're going to talk about.
No, I sent notes right before this. Did you get them? Like what we talked about earlier this week?
I mean, I did not get notes, but I know that we had a conversation about what we're talking about. I can remember most of it, but I'm not doing talking. I'll just let Rob do all the talking.
Well, let me tell you about my week. Do you really want to hear about
Rob
my week?
Max.
All right, I'll tell you. Okay, so this will be good. A certain family member of mine, okay. I'm not gonna out them, so this is fine. Got a warning from Microsoft on their computer, not in my immediate household. Let's just say that. And the warning was like beep beep beep. Call Microsoft immediately. And so they are on the phone for 2 hours with not Microsoft.
Yeah,
like divulging all sorts of information, bank information, other stuff. And I was like, so I got wind of this and I was like, what are you doing? Like, what? So it was crazy. It's been a crazy week. That's just one little piece of my week. I was like freaking out, like, what the hell? good times. good times. Because apparently Microsoft doesn't ask you for your credit card information.
I don't know how that's not standard. My mom asked me about that 6 months ago. I said, yeah, Microsoft, don't call them.
Never going to call you. So here's your PSA. Like, if they ever do that, they're not going to, it's not Microsoft. Yeah. Good times. Not my immediate family. And it wasn't me. So just letting you know. Okay. Not a cover.
Not a cover.
All right. So yeah. So I guess you guys, Mags, Popper, I don't know. Whatever questions you have about ThetaCon, Brian can answer. And Doc.
All right. Well, if you couldn't tell, we got a full house here tonight. We got the Goldilocks. Well, I'm not really Goldilocks. We can't do Goldilocks here. We got three bears.
The three stooges.
The three. There we go. There we go. Which one's which, though? We got
Mo, Larry, Curly, and Shemp. One of us has to be Shemp.
I would.
Right? No one knows that.
I was being.
No one knows
Joe.
He was the one dishing it out.
Is there Joe?
No, there was Mo.
Curly Larry, Joe. Yeah, he was in a couple.
Who the hell is Joe?
There was definitely like Curly together. Joe. There was definitely Curly.
You're thinking of the Marx Brothers.
No, Negatron. I think it was just Curly, right?
I think it was just
Joe.
Curly.
Whatever.
Curly Joe.
It'll work out.
You guys are an embarrassment to 1940s film. I don't even know. No, it was Mo, Larry, and Curly, and then they added Shemp, right? Shemp was like...
And Curly Joe as well.
Curly Joe.
I'm telling you, Rob. I've seen them all.
All right.
You should look
Curly
it up.
Joe.
There is a Curly Joe.
You got me on everything from the 80s and 90s, but I got you on Stooges.
Yeah, no, but he's just known as Curly.
See that?
Right? Oh, no. All right.
No, it's a different guy.
Curly Joe. Yeah, you're right. I had no idea.
That's right. Thank
Who's
you.
The idiot
I love
now?
Hearing
that. Would
I
be
don't
me.
Hear it very often.
I know. I apologize. It's my fault. I'm an idiot.
That I say
Doc
plenty.
Fell asleep. He's like, this is going nowhere.
All right, guys. So, yeah.
How about Vegas? I mean,
you're teasing me out here. We're going to Detroit. You guys are walking the streets of Detroit. And then what happens? All of a sudden, now it's Vegas. So how did we get there?
Well, I think the first thing is to say we had the feedback and those cities that were being thrown out were actual cities that were requested in the feedback survey. So
inclusive of Detroit?
No, Detroit was on there, too.
Oh, okay.
And then from there, Vegas was listed several times as well. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a part of that was community input on the international airport and an opportunity to have a place to vacation before or after. So the leader there was Phoenix was certainly there, Denver, and then Las Vegas came in, obviously, with all the partnerships. And we had quite the interest and influence by Theta Labs was certainly curious about Las Vegas and whether or not we can make it happen. So we had plenty of conversations around it. And, basically we said, hey, this is going to be crazy expensive. So unless you're going to be able to get in there and talk to some partnerships us out with some of these deals, inclusive of the venue, it's just impossible. I don't see how we'd be able to make this work in year three. But hey, they came through with the Jerry, Mitch, Wes, Andrea, you name it. They all did their parts and some of the parts and pieces of all this. And here we go. Now we can make it happen. So,
always Vegas. It was always going to be Vegas. It was always going to be Vegas. We had our eyes on Vegas. I had my eyes on Vegas. I knew Mitch loves Vegas. I knew this is where it's going to be. And that I was focused from the very beginning. As soon as Austin TC23 was over, I knew we were going to do this in Vegas.
I was still torn between Vegas and Gary, Indiana. So come on.
I was still torn between 2024 and 2025 because I really, right? We talked about this. Like, after last year was, so here's the reality of this. It's difficult to put together, right? I mean, this is one of those things that like you got four people coming together planning this thing. And, last year was a little bit difficult, even though it was terrific, the funding wasn't there for the most part. We had to really scrape things together. And thankfully, Amy and Brian are able to like super resourceful in that respect. And, you know, and Doc with the drop, you know, and Visioneer, like it really worked out. It all came together. But man, we weren't even going to have a 2024 until, you know, honestly, you know, if I'm being honest, Theta Labs was like, hey, you're having one this year. And we're like, are we? And they're like, yeah. And we're like, okay. So yeah, to Brian.
We said really in the lead up to TC23, we're like, all right, so we're taking the year off next year for sure.
Oh yeah, hell
and
yeah.
Then we'll come back. We'll do a virtual one, and we'll come back on 2025. TC25 pretty big because we were. But you know what? Once you get the truth of it was, I remember at the end, Brian did a little clip to wrap up the TC23, and I heard him say, you know, stay tuned for TC24 with like all this energy, right? And you just go to this conference and you just get so excited and charged. And when I heard him say that, even though we had not, you know, debriefed about the conference, I share this same sentiment, right? I was already looking forward to what we were going to do in TC24, and without even talking to him or any or Rob, I knew we were going to go for it. There's no way we cannot have another conference. It's all worth it. It makes it all worth it. It was just such a blast.
Yeah, it was terrific. And then, but you know, it's like one of those things. It's like, we're diving back in. Are we going to have the same financial problems that we had last year? How's that going to shake out? You know, and luckily, again, I mean, the support of Theta Labs is really massive. I think not only for like them, you know, supporting it, but like, you know, harnessing and gathering partners and things like that. It's crucial. But yeah, I mean, Vegas, man, what the? I've never even been to Vegas. I don't even gamble. Do you guys gamble, right? I know Mags does, right? You're a big gambler. You're a gambler every day when you get up. It's like, I don't know. I made that up. I have no idea. You keep dice like in your pocket, though. Right?
I do.
He's got the dice in his pocket. We're not going down that road, Popper.
Hey, how about you two? Did you guys have a good time at TC23?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had never been to Austin before, so that was a lot of fun being able to see a new city. It was a great time. Everything about it, other than our podcast. You know, because that was actually some work that we had to do, but that was cool too. We just didn't prepare very well.
I don't think I left the hotel.
It was a kind of an awkward hour.
I don't recall leaving the hotel.
You know what was crazy about that awkward hour? Yeah. That even though it was awkward hour, because it was, we all had fun. I felt like it was like awkward hour with family. You know what I mean? I was there the whole time, and it wasn't. It was kind of awkward and weird at times, but it was. I wasn't like cringing. It was kind of funny, you know. I don't know. That was the special room. I had a blast.
We had nothing prepared. Yeah,
that was cool. I had a good time.
Definitely.
Plenty of candy though.
Yeah.
Prepared.
Well, you didn't come off like that at all.
We had lots of prizes.
You seem pretty prepared. Yeah, that's all it counts. You know, just bribe people. You know, like I don't recall leaving the hotel. I think I spent most of my time. Right. I mean. I didn't really see much of Austin, except for the taco place next door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been talking about that taco place.
Did you make it to the taco place?
Yeah,
it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, the $8 taco place.
Did you like
place?
It, Popper?
For $8.
I'm used to $10 tacos. So
get out of here.
That was a break.
Are you serious?
I live in it. Oh my god. I live outside Philadelphia. And I'll tell you where. I'll disclose my location right now. Longitude is negative. No. I live in a historic town. And it's like, dude, they charge so much money for stuff. It's not even good. It's like you go out and you're like, you feel ripped off all the time. I just stay home, you know? I don't know. So yeah, but yeah, I would say $12 tacos probably seems about right. Yeah, that's about right. So $8, I was like, oh, that's a steal.
Better be careful, Rob. Out of the tens and tens that listen to this, I mean, the two from your town are going to boycott.
Exactly.
To be raised and tacoed. Prices down.
Yeah, exactly. I walk in now, they're $15 tacos. And they're like tough cookies.
Rob Feldman.
Rob Feldman in. Rob Feldman in.
Yeah. And then that's what it was, the two ends.
The two ends, right? Remember, Rob? Thank you, Rob Feldman. And then I look at this guy's Twitter and I was like, what? Do you remember that post? It was like, I shouldn't say it's here, but yeah, Rob Feldman. So funny. Anyway, good times. But yeah, Austin.
It was great. Yeah, I also didn't get out much, but I remember my wife and two girls were there, and they would just go out every day. They would meet they would just get to know a different part of town. They went to the zoo. They went all over town, and they would show me pictures. I'm like, that looks so awesome. But I left probably the first night to go to Simon's apartment. He hosted a little something. And that was a good time.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then during the mystery event by Secret Pineapples, and that was a good time. That was a really good time. So the both times I got out of the hotel, I had a blast. But there was no reason to leave. It was just a packed from morning to end to night at that hotel.
We were at Simon's apartment. That's right. We were at Simon's apartment. Like the first couple of nights, like I remember there's at one bar or whatever. Like we went to, but we went to Simon's apartment and we were doing dice throws, and it was a game that Andrea had called 2-4-24. No wait. Is that what's called? Something like that. And so Simon was like so nice. He got all these pizzas, but they got cold. So I was like, I'm a pizza fanatic. Like I love making pizza. I heated up the oven and I was like tossing them in, you know, like he's a pizza guy, you know, like throwing them in and stuff. So that was good.
That's too funny. So I missed all that. So by the time
we got there, like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. No, this is the craziest thing. It's like midnight, right? I'm finally done putting the girls down. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, Simon. I wanted to be there. And then I like go to the lobby to see who's down there, and it's Slick and Use, and then out of nowhere like Nanaimo comes around and I'm like, hey Simon, well I Discord him, I'm like, Simon, you still up? we're about to come over here. And so it ended up being like six of us that made it down there, and he just took out all the pizza out of the fridge, all the beer back out, and we just had the second party after you guys left. Papa Max, did you get when we announced that it was gonna be Vegas? Did you guys know already by any chance? Because we try to keep the secret, but did you happen to know?
I think there was leaks.
And oh, damn. Okay, but but it wasn't confirmed. You weren't like 100% sure. What were you? Oh, you were so leaked. Hopefully, just within a week or something.
Popper. Oh, we knew it was leaked.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. A lot of people kept asking all the way up to the end.
I think there's a certain subsection of the Theta community that was aware
that would be the case.
They were told.
Yeah, it's like the secret society. Yeah.
I think it's even better.
It's all good though.
It was going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. The confirmation of it made it real. So
right, cool. Well,
you guys, it's happening. Are trying to pull our leg with Detroit, but.
Which was
hey,
requested.
Listen, Detroit, and I'd go to Detroit. And
we could all go to Camden.
Yeah,
we'll go to Camden, New Jersey, and take our lives into our hands. It'll be fun. Yeah,
Camden, Baltimore. New Jersey,
exactly.
But I think the really wild thing, the crazy part about TC24, it's not just that it's in Las Vegas; it's where it's taking place at Resort World, Las Vegas. I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be epic. It's going to be an epic experience.
Yeah, I think this year is absolutely, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, unexpected. I'm going to say that, but like absolutely leveled up in every way. And I'm looking forward to, like, you know, there are new partners coming up every day, right? It seems. And so, like, holy cow, look what Theta just announced today, or yesterday, rather. And it's like, man, it's going to be nuts. I think we're going to really, this one's going to be, this is the one, third time's a charm, baby.
Oh, it's been a charm.
We were already talking through what the agenda could even be and who's going to be there. And I mean, it's only April, and I feel like we're already pretty packed at what's going to already be there. And we know there's going to be a few more announcements likely over the summer, right? So, it'll be really, really fun with the amount of people that are going to be there too. So that should be interesting. So Resorts World, that's where it'll be during that same leading up to weekend. The rodeo's in town, apparently. So that's going to be even more excitement that's happening. I know Resorts World hosts quite a few of those attendees. because that's nonstop what the event planner was telling me, or the regional sales rep or whatever her title is.
Assistant to
the president. The
assistant, assistant to the regional manager.
Right. Yeah. So I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. And as popular as she made that sound, which I'm sure it is, I said, you know, we are not necessarily looking to be right during the busiest weekend or whatever you want to call it in Las Vegas. So we can shift that date around. So that's why, you know, when people ask, well, why is it a Sunday, Monday? I was like, well, number one, Las Vegas is expensive, regardless of where you're going to be. It's going to be pretty expensive. So that came in at a nice little slot, Sunday, Monday, the way that they had that. So that was good. And part of that strategy too was, you know, people want a vacation either before or after. So that makes it kind of nice as well. So if you're bringing the family out, friends, you're going to join us at ThetaCon 24. You got some plenty of lead up time and afterwards too, which will be pretty cool. There's plenty to do there, obviously.
I'm in.
I'll just be at the tables, man. I'll be at the tables. I'll get time passes by so quickly and you have such a blast. I'll just be at the tables the whole time.
Doc, I can save you some money.
I think one thing about the hotel too, just I looked up the prices per night earlier today, just so folks can have somewhat of a sense of what that'll be, because we do not have rooms attached this year. The weekend's obviously more expensive, so it was around $450 a night, but then like Sunday through Thursday, so if you stay later through the week, it's about $130 a night for a room at resorts. So
no way.
Thinking through like when folks are booking rooms, if you stay like Sunday through Thursday, it's going to be cheaper. If you're there for the weekend, it's going to be significantly more expensive. But there are plenty of rooms available in all three towers available, lots of rooms. I know there was some talk that, or some chatter going around that it was sold out, but it's definitely not sold out. So, but with the rodeo, you probably want to go ahead and book rooms now. I mean, yeah, the event coordinator at resorts was telling me that the rodeo is a lot of fun and they tend to sell out. So, yeah. She said, your group should really check it out. It's a lot of fun. Well, and I was like, I don't know if that's our group or not, but.
I know my wife and kids are going to do that because, you know, Theta is not, you know, it's not their bag, but like, so they'll probably go there to the rodeo show, you know, come back cowboys and cowgirls, cowgirl. I hope, no, just one cowgirl, hopefully. What happened to you guys?
A part of the stay too, keeping in mind there are heavy rewards programs on the strip and off the strip that people utilize, so we knew that would be a thing. So there's no point in trying to block out stuff and get screwed a little bit by not getting that completely filled. So we left that wide open, and based on the prior 2 years, that's what the community wants anyway, so we just kind of left it open to that.
Yeah. And we're still planning on having like all the same programming and like happy hours and things like that. So there's still a community feel, but then folks are free to stay wherever they want to stay, regardless. Like Brian mentioned, maybe you have like your rewards with like Caesars or something like that, and you can get it like your room cheaper there. That's fine. Stay wherever. But throughout the days, we'll have everything going on in like the same space at resorts.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have rewards elsewhere, I do recommend staying on site because, I don't know, it's just that much more convenient. You're more likely to get there early and stay there through the day. And I don't know, just based on the last 2 years, the feel of being right on site, although this is going to be nothing like the Hotel Van Zandt, it's a little more convenient. And I think the price is going to be very much comparable to any mm-hmm. other place in the strip.
Right. And use hotel code DocTheta. Just a simple plug.
Yeah. I think speaking to that too is like one of the, when I've been thinking through what this is going to look like, how to still have the intimate feel that the last 2 years have had, since it has been like we've been the only group at the hotel, taking that to like larger scale and how to keep that that feel going, but in a larger, where we might not be we won't be the only group there, but in the section that we have reserved, how to like keep that still like an intimate feel in a much larger venue.
And I think what we're working with, you're going to be able to achieve that very well, because we have, it's all going to take place on the same floor, the same area. And I think it's very much going to have that feel for sure, where people would pretty much be hanging out all day in the same area of the hotel.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because I feel like they're, you know, with Resorts World, I feel like because they're a Theta partner, you know, there's truly a leveling up here. You know, I mean, it'd be really cool if there was some sort of use of NFTs or something like that that happens, because it's just really sort of a great fit, I think. Plus, you know, we're going to get the Pop and Mags show on that big screen outside, you know? That I,
what are you going to do for swag this year? That's a good idea. Up the,
we're let it with our other co-host. We'll get back to you. But apparently we have to outdo ourselves from last year.
Yeah, that's how things work.
Well, wait, we'll but get our like DataCon. But the mugs are going, the mugs are strong. Mugs are really good. Then we had the magnet, right? Sticker? Magnet?
Both. There was some magnets, I think, on the first one.
You went too soon with the mugs. Why? They're expensive, right? Well, I mean, from a merchandise standpoint.
We might have a good
way
deal.
Way too big
cut,
of a chomp.
Bopper,
yeah, we brought the bar up.
That's going to... We like, can
what
still
do you do now?
Borrow.
Right, what do you do now? I could see... I could foresee, like, Poppin' Mags frisbees, you know, something like that.
We need some branded Keurig coffee cups.
I got it. Lassos,
like travel mug, maybe.
Poppin' Mags, lassos, cowboy hats. Stick with the theme. Ooh. Stick with it. Roll with that.
So when do we start recording for the show? So we can announce the tickets.
I think we've been recording for 36 minutes and 29 seconds.
Right, but when do we like do the actual podcast?
Are we actually?
Yeah, we've been recording. It says 36 minutes and 39 seconds.
No, I can see that, but like the actual part that will be included in the podcast. When do we do that? Should we get started? Because it's getting late.
I think some of this has got to be included.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. This is the podcast.
Oh, gotcha. So,
so what they do is they edit it and they put their own voices in after.
All right.
Cool. Oh yeah. This is it. This is the real deal. It's just like streaming, right? So what they do.
So
let's
talk about the tickets then. People are listening. Probably want to hear about the tickets.
Okay. I'm kidding.
I mean, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Down to business.
Let's talk about the tickets. That's a good segue.
Let's start with the NFTs. So, were you guys surprised that these things immediately sold out? How exciting was that?
Were you talking?
No.
You talking about the fundraiser?
DataPunks.
DataPunks.
Yeah.
Oh, Meta-chain.
Awesome. DataPunks.
We had more pre-funds. We had more pre-funds than there were NFTs. It was sold out before the drop. It was sold out on Thursday.
I didn't even get one.
Wow.
You know? And so that was amazing. I think that was amazing. I think, you know, it resonated with the community because we basically just mimic what we did for TC22, right? And obviously the community knows that I'm very much involved with DataPunks and the story behind that. And I just kind of ran it by Visioneer because that was not the plan that he really had. He's open to it. He was open to a lot, but that was not really the plan from the beginning. The plan was to deliver DataPunks MetaChain to the community as an opportunity to really, pump up the community as we enter the bull market. That was his idea. And then the timing was just too perfect again. It's just like, you know, if we could partner with ThetaDrop and ThetaCon and, you know, just have funds go towards this event, it's perfect, right? Because I think people do not understand to the extent that we really need to raise funds and how this is all possible through the sponsorships. And of course, we have to raise a big chunk of this through tickets, ticket sales. But this is a community event. I mean, this is everybody here is contributing. And I think that it was just a perfect opportunity. And at the end of the day, like I said, back in TC in 2022, it's the both TC ThetaCon and ThetaPunks, they're all about giving back and honoring the community. And so it just has... the goals are very much aligned. And so Visioneer said, yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it. Let's turn this into a fundraiser again. And in return, people can, you know, these will be streaming NFTs, right? So every ThetaPunk MetaChain NFT, all 625 of them on ThetaDrop are going to be tickets that will unlock the live stream of the conference. And so, yeah, I was thrilled how that went. And people are having fun with the NFT still because they recognize community members, and the art is amazing. How he does these things like by hand, and it looks just like the entity that is representing, you know. So I'm thrilled, but I'm obviously very biased because I've been behind the scenes the whole time watching him create this art.
One day I'll get one. One day. I pre-funded. I'm just garbage. I'm nothing.
You and me both, brother.
But I mean, there's 625 of them, right? So, I mean, it was bound to happen. But that's how the waiting list works, right? So, you know, if there's more people on the waiting list than the number that's available, it's randomized.
It's randomized, but the higher the gold and silver get them guaranteed.
Gold and silver get them guaranteed. So if you're bronze, you don't.
You do not.
Okay, that's good to know, because I think there are some people out there that I happen to know are bronze that were like kind of mad. And I was like, well, I don't know, because I really didn't, obviously. So now they know. Now you know. They got screwed. I got screwed. We're all in the same boat.
Just so everyone knows, Doc went to go get a beer. And just real quick, back to my favorite ThetaCon 23 was the hotel happy hour with the margaritas. That was the best part, I think.
But oh, that was good. That was good.
It was good.
Doc's got all the details on the tickets.
Okay.
We have plenty of tickets.
Yeah. Tickets are dropping soon.
So tickets are going to go on sale. They're dropping on Theta Drop. And this is going to be Friday, April 26th at the usual time, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. So we're going to have actually different tiers of tickets. And let me explain this. So the ticket price is $600. That is how much it costs to come to ThetaCon TC24. This has been very well thought out. Like we mentioned previously, this is a step up from our previous conventions. And we took a lot into consideration because we want everybody to be there and to be able to afford this. And we want to maximize every dollar that people are going to pay for their tickets to go back and for people to get the best out of it. I think everyone that has been to our first two conferences know that they got more than their ticket was worth. I think if you ask anybody, there's not somebody out there that will not say that's a fact. And so ticket prices are going to be $600, and they're going to be bought. They can be bought for as long as they basically sell out. But we try to see if we could do something special for people that really want to take this opportunity. So we have an early bird special, and that's going to be a price of $450. So $450, you're going to be able to get your hands on an early bird ticket. The caveat is that there's only 50 of those going on sale on Friday the 26th. There's only 50 of them, period. And after that, all the other tickets are $600. So there is one other special ticket, and that's going to be a ticket for $800. And that is called the All-Star ticket. That is really for people that just want a regular ticket to the conference, but they feel like they want to do a little more and contribute. And so it's basically them donating an additional $200. We obviously will try to do something special for them as a thank you. But that's just for anybody in the Theta community that can afford to give an extra donation. It's all going to go right back into the conference to make it as special as possible. And so those are the three tiers. We have basically an early bird ticket for $450. Only 50 of them are available. I have to say something about the early bird ticket, because people are going to want to think about this if this is right for them, as an early bird ticket is the only ticket on this drop that cannot be sold in the secondary marketplace. Not only that, it also has an early redeem by date. So this ticket has to be redeemed by the end of June. And so pretty much this is for somebody that is 100% set, committed to coming to ThetaCon. This is a ticket that's right for them. They can save some money, and they can just sign up for ThetaCon right off the bat and save some money in their ticket. But they will not be able to resell this ticket in the secondary marketplace. The regular tickets and the All-Star ticket, so for the one for the $600 and $800, those will be able to be sold in the secondary marketplace, and they have a redeem by date of October 15th. So pretty much from April 26th to October 15th, you can resell this ticket in the secondary marketplace on ThetaDrop. The tickets will be locked to ThetaDrop, And the reason being is that we need them to be locked so that we can have them be redeemed, because that's how you're going to get us all your information. We're going to need to know your first and last name and your email, and that's going to be kept private. We're going to need to know like a nickname that you want to use, because this year we're trying to see if we can get some name badges printed out. No promises. And we're going to need some more information. We're also going to need, this is really important, and this will be very clear when you sign, when you redeem your ticket, but we're also going to need a Theta wallet. And this Theta wallet has to be a Theta wallet that that is it's not somewhere where you put a lot of money, right? This is going to be for something, for some fun little things that we're going to do, but it's going to be yours. You have to open your Theta wallet and have the keys, and then you share it with us, and that's going to be your wallet that's tied to your nickname and your person during the conference. And then, yeah, a bunch of other information. We'll need you to sign the waiver as you redeem. So every single ticket has to be redeemed by the 15th of October, and the early bird ticket has to be redeemed by June 30th. But it's kind of a moot point for the early bird ticket, because you can't sell that in the secondary marketplace.
But, you know, I think it should be noted that obviously the tickets are a little more expensive this year because it is in Vegas, right? I mean, I would imagine that some people are going to be like, oh my God, that's really expensive. But it's in Vegas at Resorts World with Theta Labs. With a lot of like partners and stuff, right?
So just put it this way: the two lunches and two happy hours per person is $550.
I can't go. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I can just like talk a little bit about that. So like the previous years, because they were in different locations, the food cost was much less. And so this year, like the minimum like lunch that we can get per person is $85. So it's like as like prices go up, obviously we need the tickets to cover that, just because. And I'm sure you all can talk to this bit more, but like in the last years, it's been a lot of like scrambling to get the funding at the end to like even pay to make sure like, you know, food's covered, happy hours are covered, things like that are covered. So it's like this year, making sure that the majority of things are covered through ticket sales, so that we aren't running into the shortfalls towards the end.
And just to clarify, rooms are not covered, right? And further, will there be a block of rooms? Did we talk about that? I can't.
No.
There is not a block of rooms.
I'm just putting it out there for you to answer. You know what I mean? This is all just, this is all for the show, for the show.
Yeah. So there's not a block of rooms this year, because again, like with those block of rooms, just to be very transparent, if we have a block of rooms and those aren't sold out by you all using like the link or the code or things like that, then TCCC is on the hook to pay for those rooms that weren't rented. And so that adds up really fast.
Real fast.
And then again, that's like just money that the organization owes at the end. So we kept that, we removed that piece, so we can really just be pouring the money right back into like food and like whatever other types of special events or like special swag or what that can look like to give right back to those who are attending, instead of having to hold money back in order to pay for like the room shortfall.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's been a real like pain in the a $$ in previous years. Right. So
tickets it's less, probably less than 50% of what this conference costs. I mean, this is, people are getting, when you pay for your ticket, you're really essentially paying for the food and drinks of more or less, and that's it. Everything else, the entire production, and we can be pretended as the year goes by as to what things are going to cost. We're more than happy to do that. And so I mean, we're really fortunate to have that the majority of these things outside of the food and happy hours are going to come from sponsors and fundraisers, right? So yeah.
Yeah.
A big piece of that too. I mean, people don't think about the IT costs of things. So the technology that goes into it. And these are fairly basic pieces of technology that help with the streaming, the lighting of it, the staging, the everything else that goes into it, the mic rentals, the people that are there, the labor. I mean, these venues nickel and dime you for every little thing. So a lot of people will ask me questions, why do things cost as much as they do? You know, without seeing the behind the scenes, totally understand it. But a big, big, significant chunk of that comes from venue cost and the technology that goes into it too. Again, basic technology. And believe you me, Fuel Foundry could come in and do this, you know, significantly better than most of these places, but try to get outside vendors into any one of these venues, you won't be able to. So, or you can, but they charge you 100 times, you know, what you would have paid plus them. So that's kind of a difference there. I don't think people really see a lot of that goes into what we're going after with sponsorships and you name it, to Doc's point.
That's a good point, because it's not just the space. The technology is a large percentage of it. And I was shocked initially, you know, when we had the first one. I was like, "Why? Are you kidding?" And then I know that you tried everything. Like, well, we'll bring in our own people and blah, blah, blah. And they just won't allow it. I mean, I think that's like, it's, yeah, the hidden moneymaker for these places.
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you bring in your own, then you have to pay like 10 to 20% of what they originally quoted right. you. So yeah. you can bring your own, but you still have to pay like a significant percentage. Yeah. So it's not even worth it, because then you're just throwing money away at that point where you could save that like $5,000-$10,000 for other things instead of paying them to bring someone else in.
Yeah. And just to give people an idea, I mean, we had what, little over 125 or so last year. I mean, we started, the technology cost alone started over $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm negotiating Jeez. With these people. Yeah. And that's not to say that it's not doing that again this year, but we go back and forth on different things, obviously. And I send Rob out there and his Goombas and they break kneecaps and we get all right.
But, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node, where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime, so you do not miss any rewards, and zero fees, so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose delegated guardian node, and find Dr. Theta's guardian node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the Doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansOfTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max podcast. Some rumblings throughout the community already. We will be, you know, fairly well packed Sunday, Monday at the convention itself. But I've already heard of communities putting things together on Saturday evening. So coming a day early or even afterwards too, Monday night into Tuesday. So I think we're going to hear a little bit more about some of the other groups that'll be coming in and wanting to do some other outside things. So we're not all trying to catch or, you know, missing things during the couple days that we are there. So that'll be interesting too throughout the summer to hear more about that.
Yeah. Several communities are already planning that. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to plan something this year. I mean, last year I kind of didn't because I'm lazy. No, I'm just.
Is the pizza party returning, Rob?
No, never. So, oh my God, the pizza party. That pizza party, what the hell was I thinking? And that guy, and I, you know I freaked out on the guy who was like, he promised me, oh, it's going to be there. That's no problem. It's going to be there. It's going to be there. And, you know, obviously it wasn't. And there's like a whole pool full of people who like are starving and they're like looking at me and I'm like, I'm freaking out on the guy. And like, it was just not a good look. So the pizza party will never return again. I might, I don't know. I'm going to see if like, I don't know if Verified has plans to be there. I think they do. I don't know if John Heater will come or Efren. Maybe that would be awesome. I think, cause it's always a pleasure to see those guys, but I don't know. We'll see. It's not, you know, I don't think it's that big of a travel for them, but you know, it does come down to like their time and stuff like that. So
this is true. Doc just said okay. Now he says shush. Okay.
Yeah. And so one of the challenges, one of the things, another feedback we got last year is people were like, oh, you guys should plan it better so that I could attend everything. It's like, all right, so no matter what, you're gonna have these breakout sessions where there's gonna be three or four rooms going, and you're going to have to choose. And so that happens. So obviously, we're going to try to have panels so that we can have a lot of different people involved and listen to a lot of people at the same time via panel sessions. Obviously, the speakers, the keynote speakers, and things like that. But then there has to be some breakout sessions. And then we've already thought about some unique ways of making it so that we can really have a special time where people can go out and kind of meet everybody, kind of like dedicated time for that. And then creators or different innovators and presenters can kind of have a little bit of an audience and people can kind of move around. So we're coming up with some really clever ideas. And naturally, right, we're going from 2.5 days to just 2 days. This is actually the first time that we do the conference in 2 days. And we have already more interest than we've had ever before from different entities and developing on Theta, different partners. And so it's going to be pretty action-packed, and it's definitely going to be a challenge for Amy here to balance that all into the program. But I'm confident that it's going to be very special. I think people will find that they'll be able to make it to most of the things that they want to be a part of.
The rodeo.
Yeah. What was the big one was POG was going on with Camp Theta. That was a tough one. That was a tough choice.
I think it was POG's Camp Theta and the Mystery Gurus game, Clan Wars at the same time. I think so.
I guess like my advice for that is because when I am like logistically planning things out is to just think like if you think strategically through it, anything on the main stage is going to be recorded, right? So you can always go back. You might not get to catch that live. So if there's a breakout session, those are not. So if you're there in person, it would make more sense to go to the breakout sessions that you want because you can always go back later and watch any of the main stage talks or panels or what's going on, but you can't go back and watch the breakouts. So I guess when I'm planning, like that's the mindset that I'm using is like, oh, people, if they really want to see something, they'll go see the thing that's only offered in person. And go back later and watch the recordings of the others.
I think it would be neat if Camp Theta did the Etch a Sketch of like Mags, you know, like you did for Mitch Liu, you know.
It could go for a lot of money.
It could, you know. Where can I ask you a serious question, Mags?
Yeah.
Where'd Popper go? Where is he?
Sorry, Popper. You have anything? Sounds like you got something to say.
I think it's been covered. I mean, I was going to ask him to just like, you know, speak to the trolls in the back of the room that are going to, you know, complain about everyone. You know, you guys all get rich off of these ticket sales, right? Like this goes straight into your half of Twitter. So I don't know.
You should see Rob's t-shirt.
Comments directly to them.
Yeah, I can actually afford to stitch. Oh,
that's a gaslight.
Are those holes? Or is, is that? Oh, wow.
Now, this is a Hollister branded sweatshirt, so of course they were generated there. But I did get it at TJ Maxx, so it was for a tenth the price.
In like 2010, let's be clear.
Brian moves to Philly and instantly becomes trash.
Well, I pay to be trashed here. That is what it is. It's more expensive and you get far less. So it's great. That's exactly why I moved here. But yeah. Yeah, I have been siphoning all the money and putting it in all my pockets of every article of clothing that I do have. So this is for not even Rob and Doc know this. So now I'm outing myself. Feel free to arrest me.
So all joking aside, like every single piece of joking aside. So those comments are like, I'm going to be honest, for me personally, they're infuriating. I mean, because when I hear stuff like that, I think, look, we're not asking for like to be put on a pedestal. We're not asking for anything. There are a lot of hours put in to this thing. And for those people that don't know, this is a legit registered 501c3 nonprofit. And you can look that up if you're not familiar with that. And it's not a charity. Because 501c3s have many classifications, right? So do your DYOR on that first before you even say anything, right? And then secondly, when it comes to like the money, that's all out there in what they call a 990, right? So you can look at the open tax records. You know why? Because that's what the IRS requires us to do. There are tons of hours that none of us get paid for. Again, we're not looking for pats on the back here. We're looking for a successful time, a fun time for the community. You know why? Because we are like you. We are community members who care and love Theta, right? So those trolls that say that stuff, we welcome your questions. We welcome all of that. And Brian, I'm going to throw Brian here, is more than happy to answer it because God forbid you want me to answer it. And it's not going to be as kind. If I'm being honest, I'm not a tough guy. I'm just saying, like, that's the reality of it. And if you want me to run down all of my duties, have a nice day. How much time do you have? If you want to run down Amy's duties or Brian's duties or Doc's, that's fine. That's fine. We'll tell
you. To be fair, Amy's contracted, so she has to do a lot of things.
Who, your wife? Yeah, your wife is kind. That is true. And you know what? And let me tell you, that's the other thing. Everything is conducted by vote as required by a nonprofit. We have a board of directors. And honestly, I think we can say this, we're looking to expand that board. We currently have 3 voting members, one of which whose wife's husband is, the president, recuses himself from such a vote, right? So there's that. And everything's got minutes, all that other stuff. So, there's no question that we can't answer, but then again, it's like, people have such concerns about that. Step up. We more than welcome you.
Yeah. I mean, a part of it too, I will say, we're more than happy to talk about a lot of this stuff because it is a community run, event that we do have. It is a legitimate business behind this. We set it up that way intentionally just so we could appropriately manage the funding for all of this. And people are spending their hard-earned money. So we understand that fully. And there are legitimate concerns out there that have been brought up to any one of us. And we will absolutely have conversations with people and want to make sure they're in the know as to what's going on. Now, for those that want to know every single move that we make, it gets a little redundant that, okay, are you going to ask every business about every move that they make on every little thing? It's like, I don't think so. That's why you have representation of whatever the business is and doing it to ensure that you have a well-planned event and you're paying and you're getting for what you're paying for, if not more. It's a Doc's point a little bit too.
You don't have to look any further than the end product, which is the event itself. And so far, I think it's been proven, right, that these are good events.
To add to that, I would want to say, like, TCCC, as Rob's mentioned, is a 501c3, but I mean, with that, it is running like a nonprofit, in that there are like numerous policies. So even when thinking through like how much money has to stay in the account, there's a policy for that. So there are like all the how to like get in contract with people. There's a policy of like what that entails. So there are different policies that they're following as well, just as any other nonprofit would do. There are conflict of interest. So again, like mentioned, like Brian's not a voting member on anything that has to do with my contract. Doc's not a voting member on anything that had to do with like the punks information. Then it recruits himself, right? So I mean, it's like everything is like we're following everything to the point even like we have an accountant, like we're not the ones doing our taxes. We have someone who's giving legal services, like we're none of us are attorneys, right? So it's just like any other nonprofit, and that's how it's being run. I think a lot of time it's just forgotten or maybe overlooked, and it's just like, oh, there's like 3 guys who are having this event and they contract one's wife and this is like what's happening, and not understanding like that behind it is an actual organization. So
that's well said. It's much more well said than me going off, and I didn't mean to go off about that just saying the record straight, right? Sorry, Megs.
No, I was just gonna say there was in that long crazy thread, there was a thing, and it was like the first ThetaCon 22, right? Yeah, 22. That's where like we met Amy, really. We didn't really know Amy, and we saw so much. Like, if you're there, you see everything that gets done. And you guys, the first ThetaCon, were really busy. I had almost no time to talk with Rob. Doc wouldn't let me out off of dinner. He kept me hostage. Huh. But yeah, and then the last ThetaCon, it was just so evident that, like, it wouldn't get done without what you guys do. So I appreciate it. And the people that know. So I don't think you have to do too much justification to the haters out there. So
yeah, I think it's a miracle. We're just so fortunate that somehow, I mean, Brian had a lot to do with this. It ended up being the four of us, right? Because we also bring a lot of different qualities and skills to the table. I won't go into details, but basically just Brian being the money guy and the legal guy and doing so much behind the scenes. And then Rob, and he just handles the entire website and updates things and the art for a lot of our logos and even the drop. All the drop kits, by the way, they're all designed by Rob. Everything that you'll see on Theta Drop from the home screen, everything's like that. It's all Rob. The images on the website, every little detail about the website is all Rob. And then I get to, you know, kind of organize the drops and engage the community and kind of manage a little bit of Discord. And it's just a perfect team, because for being a small team, you can't have a lot of redundancy in the same tasks, and you need everybody to step up and do what they're able to do. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the day, it's not possible without the support of the community. I think we really needed to earn that 2 years ago, and I think we did by just putting out a phenomenal conference that was a hit. Over 200 people were there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I just wanted to mention that, because it's been a pleasure working with these guys now 3 years in a row. And you know, there's been so many times along the way that I'm like, what am I doing? I have a family. I got a full-time job. I got like patient notes to write. What the hell am I doing? Like, I need to just walk away right now.
Fantasy baseball.
Fantasy baseball. Right. You're right. I can't even like get my lineup straight for fantasy. And so it's been worth it for sure. And, yeah. And then, yeah. And at the end of the day, as far as the haters go, they're really just not that many of them at all.
No, that's what I was going to say. There's just a few.
You can count in one hand how many people have said things. And you know, people know. Anybody that knows anything knows how this is just remarkable that we've been able to put up these conferences. And I'm very happy to see that we've earned the trust and respect of the Theta Labs team, you know, from day one when we were finally – when Brian and Amy put together all the information about our venue, and we did a presentation with Mitch and Wes. You know, it was just such a different feel to this third time around, how we basically got them engaged from the very beginning and being kind of partners in this conference. So it's a good place to be for ThetaCon, for TCCC. And we're super excited about TC24.
Yeah, that response from Rob was exactly what I was looking for. That was incredible. And you're absolutely right, guys. Like, the end product speaks for itself. Not one person that has been to a ThetaCon is complaining about it.
Right, exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. So,
but yeah, Vegas, baby, April 26th. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
Just bringing it back. I'm roping it back.
Shout out to some of our sponsors already. So we've got ThetaPunks, MetaChain. So big shout out to them, obviously. Dax already talked about them. LaVita coming in early as well, and Pogs, and of course, Theta Labs. So we're already cranking things out. Rob Feldman, Psycho KO. Shout out.
Yeah, there's, I'm also potentially working with another good entity, which I'm hoping sort of comes to fruition. So that might be cool. I think it's going to be good. There's no point saying it, because it's like cryptic and, you know, I'm not going to say anything anyway, but there's just more coming, I guess.
Also, how about that? How about a commitment in March from LaVita, Pogs, and Theta Labs?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That was not a commitment, sorry, like funds transferred. So an actual sponsorship paid.
A long way from possibly doing a virtual one or not doing one at all to now we're going to Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's in a short amount of time.
You know?
And we're going to have the second annual Zilly Awards in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. And I'm expecting some karaoke this time around. You know?
Black tie.
I don't know. Right.
Is that going to be a similar process to voting for the criteria? Or
No.
We are changing up how that worked, again, just taking community feedback. So we are looking into how the voting can be gated this year. So moving forward, again, just again, taking all the feedback that we receive, I read through all of that and then take that to these three guys and say, like, here's what it is. And here's things that I would recommend changing. And then they have to vote on that. But even like looking at the categories, seeing if those are the right categories, to maybe bringing that back to the community to say, are these the categories you want? Do you want to add categories? What does that look like? And actually, I was just working on that timeline today of like what that process needs to be, because we have to push it up to working backwards from when I have to order the actual physical awards. So I was working on that earlier today, actually.
Yeah, I'll say it was really weird and specific that we won the best Pinecast. It was like, is there another podcast? Well,
it was the best. It was a podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right. Billy, you. Way to manifest that. Like, oh, it has to be a podcast. It was a podcast. And I think it was streamer or podcast.
Streamer or Pinecast.
Well, I'm excited about the Zilly Awards. I'm hoping this year that Brian and I are both going for a Zilly Award for most promising lookalikes. And, you know, so I have to drop a few more pounds, but and Brian's got to get a little more gray in his beard.
I've been gaining weight. Oh, I've been trying to reach your stature.
Thanks a lot. I see. So don't, I was trying to down. Compliment you, but now you've insulted me. So,
oh. You know, so.
Yeah. Just because earlier I mentioned how it's really a miracle that we came together as a team to be able to pull this off. But really, I want to give a big thank you, because ultimately, she has the skills to do this. She's not just somebody. She's not the wife that we hired to put on a conference. This is what she does for a living, and she is damn good at it. And she keeps us on track. And really, it would be absolutely impossible to put on this conferences without Amy. So it is a pleasure to work with you 3 years
preach,
in a row.
Preach. Yeah, true. Yeah, agreed. I think we have a really good group of I think it's a really good group.
And you're good, and you're here too, Rob.
I'm just along for the ride. I just, you know, I just, you know, too. Whatever. I mean, yeah, we're just lucky. I mean, the whole thing just sort of shook out. Like, it's kind of surreal where it got to this point, because, like, I remember being contacted by Brian. And I was like, this is going back before the first DataCon, like literally 6 months before that we had the first DataCon. And he was like, dude, we should totally, like, I tweeted, oh, let's have a DataCon, joking around. And then
that was a year before.
Was it a year before?
Oh, yeah.
That was like December of 21.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, we should. You don't know me. You don't know who I am. Blah, blah, blah.
Who the hell is Brian?
Yeah. But I think he went by Mace on Theta TV or something. And then I was like, I don't know. Like, what, you know, like, nah, I don't think so. Da, da, da. And he's very persistent and super nice and like was convinced me, like, oh, yeah, no, it's not going to be a lot of work. It's not. He's like, no. It's really not going to be like any work. Don't worry about it. You know? And then
those are my exact. Sure.
He told me he was going to meet up with his friends at an Applebee's. That's how this all started. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds fun for you. Like, your internet friends and you are meeting up. And then it turned into, oh, now we're having a conference. We want to have it in Florida. We might need some help.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Rob, you got the fully loaded nachos at the Applebee's, right?
I did. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They, you know, but you know what? But he kept eating. Forget it. We're not going to do this. Because I know Popper's going to get pissed off.
Yep. Here we go.
I promised myself I wasn't going to do this.
It's all good. No, it's all good. But we're glad that you fell for Brian's line of it not being a lot of work. And we're definitely glad that you were able to get Amy to be involved, because like Mag said earlier, we hadn't met her until the first DataCon. And then it was like she was just everywhere. Like I didn't know really who she was towards till the end. And it's just like, oh, that's who was like all over the place doing everything. So you guys are definitely a great group, and we certainly appreciate all the work that you put in.
And to mention her friend Sarah, who's like really. You say Sarah. Wait, how do you say it again, Amy?
100%.
Did you say Sarah's name? Sarah.
This is the beauty of English as a second language, is that you don't care how you say things. You just say it. Sarah.
Yeah. So, but it really puts in a lot of work too. I mean, it's like, yeah, again, it's a big event. So, you know, I know there's 125 people. It doesn't sound big, but like it is. And it's going to get even bigger, right? I mean, we're talking about global adoption soon, right? So this year, Vegas, next year, I don't know.
How many
Abu Dhabi, think, Dubai.
How many people do you guys think it will be at TC24? For reference, we had 250 at the first conference and 130 at the second conference, or 145 with, if you count like every single person that made it.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're going to be up there. I'm going to say, do you want to make this interesting? I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, you're a gambler, Rob.
I'm a gambler. I don't know. I mean,
I think we're going to be packed. Packed house.
Yeah.
Packed.
Am Vegas, baby.
Our space maxes out at 500. So by packed, that's what you mean. Fire code.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Put it in the chat.
Yeah.
Put it in the chat.
Can't do it.
This chat is full of so much Omega that I can't even talk about.
Can't do it.
It's crazy.
All right, let's guess. I'm going to guess. I don't really know. So this isn't like a show thing.
It's
all right. Okay, I'm not going to say that out loud.
I'm not going to say it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God.
Oh, no, it's going to be some.
Mags, you're going to anger Popper. Like your dad. Is it King of the Tuck Tuck?
The King of the Tuck Tuck sounds? I don't know if this is going to help you, but he was also on the Kogay comedy.
Oh my God. You can't help yourself. I'm doing my best here. I'm doing my best.
Can we just reconfirm here for those of us that weren't fully listening earlier? The tickets to ThetaCon include 2 lunches and 2 happy hours. Is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
Access to, yep. So that is correct.
And all the programming.
And a little welcome bag. And it could be a lot more.
Well, yes. That's all the programming. The absolutely. And all, you know, the, and all
that's
the
community. What we can feel comfortable saying we can commit right. to this time. Yeah.
And if people could see what's in the comments of what we can't say about it, wow. Just leave it at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm reading those comments now. Oh.
I think Amy's head would explode if we put all this out in front of everyone right now.
Yeah.
Small detail, but it's good to know. It's a lot easier to scale an event up than it is to scale it down. All right, so last year was one of those moments of scaling it down and trying to make it work with the budget we were given. All the way through, or I should say the financing that we were given. So this year, you know, we very much have been taking that into account, especially with Vegas. We've had to really, hey, here are the parameters. This is how this is going to work. But we've got to hit these milestones in order to make this thing happen. And community's showing up. So I guess we'll really know on the 26th, right? And after that. But we believe they will. We're part of that community. We will show up. This is going to be a good one.
Sad
story. They also, I know in years past, we had, you know, I would stream and keep updates going that route via Theta TV or wherever we were having it. Certainly Rob does it on his stream when he has them from time to time. Also want to say too, we'll be doing Twitter spaces more, or X spaces, sorry, more and more as we get near the event too. So you'll see some of those. We'll have one next week kicking off for the tickets too. So we'll be talking through a lot of that on that platform.
I will be getting back to streaming, just FYI, on a regular basis, once a week. And there's I'm actually going to be sort of doing like kind of double duty where I'll be on Bolt Plus doing the live stream, and then it'll go over to YouTube onto a special channel. So that's going to be happening. So,
and there'll be some special challenges too. From the Theta Punks Made a Chain, then TC20 ThetaCon creator profiles on the Theta Drop, you know, as a way of giving back to the people that have supported us. And so look out for those challenges.
Vegas, baby.
Well, we'll definitely have to do this again. We're in so many talks with people that are going to be there speaking and presenting and doing different things that we can't, we're not quite there to announce any of those things. So as we go throughout the summer, I mean, there's plenty to talk about. It's just timing.
So early, very early.
Anyway.
All right. I feel like you two are getting yelled at in the chat, so.
Oh.
Oh, I just saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're always getting yelled at. Popper's like the dad. I'm sorry.
Me and Rob like the driving crooner to ThetaCon.
I'm trying to pack it up.
Money. You guys should do a follow up. You guys should do a follow up, and then I can take that week off. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down, Popper.
I love you. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No need to be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Vegas,
what
baby.
The people want.
I purposely stayed away from the show. I did. It was Mags. So anyway, all right.
You blame me. It was all
my
fault.
It always is.
I know.
All right. So the ThetaCon tickets go back. They go on sale when?
No. What are you talking about? 6th.
Shout.
Nope. Sure wasn't.
Oh yeah. No. No, just wrapping it up. Yeah. So when does this air? This show next Tuesday.
Tuesday. Right. Well, Tuesday's already passed, so this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, coming Tuesday, the 16th. Right. So we're just looking at like 10 days away from the drop. So 10 days from today, when you're listening to this, we will drop tickets on ThetaDrop. $600 price point for the regular ticket, but there's a chance that you just might get the lucky early bird ticket. Save $150 on that. Get your early bird ticket for $450 if you're one of the early. Are we going to do pre-registration? I don't think so. Probably not. I have to figure that one out. Yeah. God, there's so much that goes into this drops. All right. So anyway, maybe you'll get the early bird. But if you buy an early bird ticket, you cannot resell the ticket. You are committed. There's no refund. You got to do an early redeem. It doesn't really matter. You're the only one that can redeem that ticket, or at least your account can. Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you buy a ticket on your account, you can redeem it. Like, you can put anybody's information on there. It doesn't have to be like the person that owns the ThetaDrop account, just for the record. This is to say that if you own a single ThetaDrop account and you want to, you know, have your partner or a friend come to ThetaCon and you want to buy that ticket through your account, you're more than happy to do that. You can actually buy multiple tickets on your account. But anyway, that early bird ticket is not something that you can resell in the secondary market. But the regular ticket, the one for $600, you can, all the way up to the 15th of October. We really, really, really encourage and ask that if you're able to contribute a little more and donate a little bit more, that you go for that all-star ticket, that $800 price point. Go the extra mile to help us out and put it on an awesome conference. Go ahead and buy the All-Star ticket for $800. It's virtually the same as the rare ticket. Maybe a few little extra perks here
it's
and there.
Red.
And then there'll be there's probably going to be something else at the drop, but we're still thinking through that.
Well said.
Vegas, baby. Are you guys going to be broadcasting live again?
Yeah, possibly, right? Maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know. I'd have to look to see what the request form looks like on ThetaCon.org. Shout out.
Promoted on Pop and Max.
Because there will be a form. You're right.
Right. I know there's going to be a form.
Yeah. The website will be updated. Yeah. That's a good segue to the website. The website will be updated as things unfold, much like last year, right? So right now it's kind of bare bones, but you know, as sponsors, more sponsors sign on and we have more of an agenda, you know, we'll be putting that stuff out there. So that'll be up.
And just to be clear, that wasn't me calling Rob out. That was me saying Amy's got a form for everything.
God, Max, I can't even. All right, we're done. Okay. I'm gonna get yelled at. This is it. I gotta
Okay.
I don't even get the reference. So that's great.
Yeah, don't worry, bro. Don't worry.
All right, cool. All
right.
For those of you listening, I apologize. They're not listening anymore, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they left a while ago.
All right. Carl edit that one out. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good night.
Good night, guys.
I'm going to leave. Brian's got, look at him. He's got his blankie.
Yeah.
He's ready. Good night, Brian.
Glass of milk. I think I should leave, too.
Looks
like he's going to do a little walk.
All right. Good night. Thanks for having us on and the opportunity to talk about ThetaCon.
Absolutely.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Hey.
Papa Max Pinecast.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.